Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You, founder of The Tall Company. Good morning, guys and girls. I hope you guys are enjoying this Monday. Yes, it is a bit gloomy, but it is warm, so I will take it. And I hope you guys are happy that you are alive and listening to this podcast. I just wanted to say thank you for all those who have been supporting my various endeavors, and especially my team, who's always been very supportive of anything that I want to do. So I just wanted to take time to always thank you guys for those who are donating to The Tall Company, those who are going and hitting the streets with us, and those who are just taking it on their own and not advertising. Because there's so many things that we do that I could care less about taking pictures of or posting about. So just because you don't see it does not mean it's not happening, because I'm not a person who, like say, wants the clout. And I don't want to embarrass or put other people on the spot. Some people that I help, they don't want to be seen. They don't want their name out. They don't want pictures. So there's a lot of things that happen, guys, that, like I said, we just can't post. So we are making a major strides. We are doing a lot of things, and we are starting to prepare a lot of more, I guess you could say, social events, because the world is opening. So we're about to start doing some fundraisers and some events, and I want to be able to see people's faces. I hate this social media, you know, send me a donation. No, man, if you send me money, I want to give you a hug. I want to tell you where it's going. I want to show you where it's going. So I'm really looking forward to some fundraisers and various companies we're going to be working with making venues. Well, I mean, we're doing some venues. So it's going to be amazing. Today, I just want to talk about marketing. I mean, it's kind of a broad topic, but I want to get into the values of marketing and what you should be doing and some little tidbits that could help you get seen more. Because nowadays, the algorithm is not for us. It is literally just made to take our money and still probably not even give us the results that we were looking for. So I'd rather you weed through the nonsense, because I've had to weed through it. And I'd rather save you some money. So, that's what this podcast would be. This introduction is a little long, but it's been a minute. So I wanted to just say thank you, and I love you guys, and I miss you. And I'm still working, still here. So I'll get into how to get some easy marketing going for your brand right after these messages. All right. Thank you guys for listening to those messages. So, marketing. Marketing can be a very big headache. It can actually be the thing that kills your business. So, I want you guys to kind of really take into the fact that marketing is not as big and crazy as you think it is. Marketing is whatever you need. It's like a freaking on-demand button. So you just need to know what you're trying to accomplish and then figure out a way to accomplish it. So marketing is so easy to kind of get yourself into when it comes to the basics. The number one thing I always say, when you are branding yourself, think about it as how you are introducing yourself to a person that you don't know. But it's a person that you want to know. How would you conduct yourself with that person? Would you just walk up and just start talking to them about what you do and blah, 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 blah? Highly doubt it. First thing you're going to do is try to build a rapport with that person. You want that person to know your name. You want that person to know where you're from. You want that person to know what you like, what you dislike. You want them to know what food you like. These are the things that you want to get first before you start even getting into your brand and all that. Because those who you are as a person is going to transfer over to your brand. There's no way to separate that, unfortunately, unless you are going to hire a face for your brand. So if you are using yourself as the brand, people know you as the brand, you need to make sure that you are conducting yourself as the brand when it comes to marketing. So one thing I always say is you need to make sure that people know what you do. I've gone on many, many Facebook pages, many business pages, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I go on there and I don't know what you do. I know what you look like. I know what your kids look like. I know what you like to eat. I know where you like to go to travel. But I have no idea what the heck you are selling. So, when it comes to branding yourself, I need to go on your page and really see nothing but your product. It's just easier for everybody to navigate and they know exactly what you do. Because when I first started, I did so many things. It's hard to know what I do because I have a billion different brands. So I have to streamline. I have to put things in certain places and advertise for certain things and move things all in their own little house. So when you get to your, when it comes to your brand, I need you to make sure that people know what you do. You should be talking about your brand 24/7. You should be tired. People should almost get tired of hearing about your brand because that's how much you should be talking about it, wearing it, showing it, and just making sure that people are aware of what you are doing with your career or what you're trying to push, what you stand for. So it's pretty easy to do this, especially with social media. You know, I would always say, yes, you do need a website. There is no way of getting around that, guys. I don't know who told you you didn't, but there's no way of getting around having a website. So if you don't have one, please get ready to purchase one or build one or ever have you do it. But what we do have, and everybody has, is social media. So when it comes to your social media, I always say you may want to separate yourselves, so make a separate social media page. Do not have the same, do not really display your same product or sell things on your personal page. I want you to create a totally different separate page that is only your brand. There's nothing else on there. It's only pictures of what you sell or what you do. So this will make it easier for people to identify what you do as a brand. Now, next, your name, right? You need to have that name so people know that this is you and you're not associated with anyone else other than this. This is who you are. This is your brand. The easiest way to do that is, of course, LLCing yourself. And that is a little bit trickier when it comes to depending on what state you are and all that good stuff. So I can get into another podcast that will be specific to that, but if you already have an LLC, the next thing you need to do is purchase your domain name. I always do it through Google because it's just easier and people are using Google more than anything else. So I always told, I always go to Google and just buy my name. So when people look for you or Google you, you don't want them to see some at Gmail or at Outlook. Your business name should be in your email, just like your name should be. So I always say go purchase your domain name so people know that that's you. And when you send an email out that says Cameron from at, you know, thetallcompany.com, people look at you totally different. It makes you seem so much more professional. It don't matter if you sitting in your mom's basement and just printing out t-shirts. When you send that email, you are Amazon. You are that Fortune 500 company. And that's how you should be treating yourself. That's how you should tell others. And that's how the confidence that you should have. Because in this world, you can wake up broke and go to sleep rich. We go viral. So I want you guys to always have that mindset that you are a millionaire. You are a Fortune 500 company. So when it does pop up on you, you're not surprised and you're ready to attack it. Last, it's pretty, I guess, this one is going to take a little lead work. But you have to get your product to the people. And this may cause you to have to either A, you know, maybe get rid of some product for a cheaper price or, you know, get some free samples out. But people need to see your product. And, you know, sometimes people won't want to purchase something that they don't use or they don't know about.
So you have to literally put it in their hands so they can physically see the product and use the product. So think about that when it comes to your brand. You may want to throw an event or have a little party at your house or at a space where you are literally just telling people about your product and let them leave with something physical so they can go home and touch it and use it and have an idea of what this is. You want them to fall in love with that product. And the fact that you gave it to them, it's going to go way farther when it comes to marketing and a return customer. So these are just a couple of things. You know, there's so many, and I have a whole like giant formula for this stuff. We have so much that we actually created a marketing company. So we actually market for small businesses, and we do the most extreme, crazy things that you could think of. So there's a reason why I'm doing this podcast, because I can see the benefit of marketing for your brands, and it doesn't cost a lot. It really just depends on how creative you are. So don't be scared, guys. Take leaps of faith. Invest in your business, invest in your brand, and invest in yourself. I love you guys, and I'm going to be doing a lot more podcasts. I know I always say that, but this is, I just get so many demands. So, you know, I'm always being pulled from every corner. So I'm trying to get myself more scheduled that I can get you guys everything that you need. I appreciate all those who have been helping, all my clients and people who have been in dire straits. Thank you guys for your donations, because they are amazing, and they do appreciate it. And we want to do way more. So guys, please do not forget about us. We are trying to take over, man. And it's going to have to be something that we do collectively. We can't do it all by our own. So thank you guys. I appreciate all of you. I love you guys. And you know, there's so much more to come. So just sit and wait. Love you guys. Have a great one. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, founder of The Tall Company. You guys have a great Monday.